Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, what you can hear tonight is a live show here on KCNR. This is Linda Vaught. How are you tonight? This is North State Now. And as many of you know, last month we did a live show with the book club. And we had like over, 1,500, 15,000? I don't know. It was like some amazing number of viewers. And we contacted the author and let her know that, we were talking about her book. And that was just really, really fun. So I like to get the juice going. And tonight, what better way than to be talking about music? The music scene, what's happening in the Redding area and in Shasta County. So I'd like to introduce the guests right off, and what I'm going to basically do is throw most of the show to Donnie Redd. Let's start with you, Donnie. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Linda, for having us.
Absolutely, and of course, the one and only Demetra Fries, who is of the band Danger Kitty. Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
Listen to that voice. I can't wait. And of course, I want to say this out loud quickly before we get into all these performances, that you're going to be great. Racing the Redding Rodeo on May 16th with your version of the national anthem.
Yes.
Thank you. And then I know you're rushing off after that to get to another music festival. So you guys are festivalites, is what I would say. And, of course, somebody who's near and dear to all of our hearts here in Redding, who has housed so many musicians that's come through, she's the one that makes sure that you're fed. She gives you sheets and eats. And, and just a lot of love. And you have been, you're an amazing person, and we're talking about Janelle Person. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm so good. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely. And this team has been going strong, with, one of the wonderful festival that I have loved attending, and that's Redding Roots. But we've got a lot of things on the, list tonight to talk about. And Donnie came with all this stuff printed out, and I just think, you know what, I'm going to throw it to you because you're the guy. You seem to be kind of like your fingers are red, buddy.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Linda. Really appreciate having us. We just want to get the word about all this great music stuff we have going on so much in this community. Yeah. And a lot of people don't really get the chance to hear about it, except for great shows like this. So thank you so much.
Good. And, you know, this is archived, and it's streaming live. So what you can do promoting this is that you can send this out on all of your different websites about the show tonight. And so kick it off, buddy.
Well, that sounds awesome. Well, just want to highlight a few events we have coming up. The first one's going to be on Friday, May 30th, and we are super excited to have Ashley Flynn and the Riveters coming down out of Oregon. And they are just an amazing all-girls band. We're going to have Danger Kitty from Redding opening up for them, and another amazing band. It's going to be very affordable. It's going to be $20 for both bands. It's going to be over at the IOF Hall. And this will be an album release, Good Morning Sunshine, for Ashley Flynn and the Riveters. Demetra, what were they, was it Portland band, girl band, what is it?
So
what did they get honored they got?
Yeah, so a publication up in Portland just recently named them the best band in Portland.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm really excited for this one, and this is one that you're not going to want to miss. They have powerhouse vocals, killer musicianship, energy that will just blow the roof off. We're so excited to do this show share with them.
Do we have anything that we're going to be hearing tonight that might be snippets of this band?
Well, we could pull that up.
Yeah, we'll have David pull that up. If you can find anything on Ashley Flynn, that would be great to just hear what we're going to be in store for. And, of course, we're going to be hearing some Danger Kitty cuts as well tonight. I've got Danger Kitty stationed in my Lexus. I don't know why I said Lexus. In my Nissan.
Okay.
Used to be Lexus.
You're thinking back,
Nissan.
Linda.
That's all right. No, but I have Danger Kitty in there. Your second album.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Both
used
albums.
To be the first
super
one.
Super amazing.
Yep, that's right.
Very good.
So, okay, so we're going to listen a little Ashley Flynn in a minute. In a minute, he'll probably reel that up.
Yeah, we had them along with
Yeah, that, if Ashley Flynn sounds familiar, she did perform at Reading Roots Revival on a couple of different years here.
That's right.
Here we go.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't that a fun band?
I mean, what
yeah,
would you?
Oh my gosh!
You hate to put people in a like how you would describe them just by a small little snippet like that. But how would you describe their
high
music?
Energy? High yeah. energy, a lot of fun. Yeah. You're going to be up
a rock, a real rock band.
Yeah. And just to see all, I'm so pro female bands, and just in the music industry. You know, I feel sometimes they get put in the back burner, and everything I do, I try to put the women up.
I love that. I love a chick, I'm going to say it, a chick drummer and a chick bass player.
Yeah.
Blow my mind. I love that. And so you're going to, so tickets are on sale. That's Friday, May 30th at the IOF Hall, and that is going to be a great place to have a concert.
Oh, it's amazing. They got a full stage up there, trussing, lighting system, great sound system. Doors will open at 6 o'clock and concerts will start at 7. So,
Tickets are on sale at Eventbrite and they're just $20. So, yeah. Wow, what a great way to be able to rock out with some great music.
Yeah. So, moving on, we have a lot of great stuff going around here in Reading. Demetria, tell us about some of the other events you have coming up.
So, Danger Kitty, we have a pretty full next month. So, May 9th. We're actually performing up in Grants Pass, Oregon at the hall up there. And then May 10th, we'll be back down here in Shasta Lake for the Boomtown Festival. I will be singing the national anthem, like Linda said at the beginning of the show, on May 16th at the Reading Rodeo, which I'm really excited about. And then May 17th, Danger Kitty is headlining the Spring Into Music Festival up in Lakeview Terrace Resort in Lewiston. Followed by this show on May 30th, and then we're working on something really exciting back up in Oregon. We keep getting requests for up there. So we'll let you guys know when that happens, but that is looking to be like mid-June.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's
Do you feel, you know, how long was it that you and Mark was writing and your band was together, and you did your first release, and then you had the second year where you did your second album. It's clicking along now.
Yes. Yeah, things are really starting to move. Once we got connected with our manager, he has really, he's really connected us with some good avenues to get our music out there and start traveling. And more exciting, fun things coming up in the future. We've got a couple dates pending in the Bay Area and just kind of going to be traveling around regionally.
Yeah, because it's summertime, which is the fairs, the all kinds of events and venues. So, okay, do we have a little Danger Kitty? Let's see if we can find something and do a cut or talk.
Count.
Thank you, David.
Does count. Wait till you hear this voice. Once you hear this voice, you cannot unhear this voice.
Now isn't it time? After all these thoughts and words that rhyme, should I ever believe what you said it could be? And how would I know? Oh, there's so many ways that it could go. And what would I be when I could no longer see you? A limited time, better grab all the hearts and bargains you can find, and draw in a line that could never be mine.
And you've been listening to Danger Kitty. This is North State Now. We're going to take a break. They've got some wonderful concerts coming up. We've been talking about the IOF Hall. Danger Kitty will be opening for Ashley Flynn and the Riveters. What a fantastic show. $20 tickets on Eventbrite. When we come back, more with the music scene. And, of course, Donnie Redd at the helm here. You're going to be telling us all the good stuff that's going on. Janelle,
so much good stuff coming up and ready.
Janelle Pearson and, of course, Demetra Fries in the house. David Wiley is our producer tonight. Thank you, David.
Yay.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Maybe. Maybe this time it's not too late.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
With the fire it lies and I felt like I was home again. If someone could tell me, where would you be if you were still here? These thoughts always cross my mind. There was such beauty in the way that you loved and knew me. Your soul lit up my life. And all these thoughts run through my mind, time and time again. And I know.
Welcome back to North State Now. This is Linda Vaught. I'm here with Donnie Redd, and Demetra Fries of Danger Kitty and Janelle Pearson. We've been, you just heard Ashley Black kick off with that.
And speaking about Ashley Black, so we got a big event coming up. She's got an album release that she's been working on this album all year long. And with After Hours Studios, she produced it. And she plays every single instrument in it. She plays the drums.
Wow.
She plays the guitar.
Wow.
She plays the keyboard, harmonica. She does it all.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to have an album release party for her.
Okay.
And that's going to be over at Riverfront Playhouse. We're going to have it on Saturday, June 21st. We're going to start off at 6 p.m. with a cocktail party. And then we're going to go right in to the concert at 7 o'clock. She's going to have some special guests coming up and play some of the songs with her. And going to be very, very amazing. We're going to put along with that a special video premiere. We just produced a video. And that is Not If But When. And so we're going to be doing a few little clips out there to advertise it on social media, but no one's going to be able to see it until that night. It'll be the full premiere. So,
you know, I think that the musicians, and I know you're one as well, because when you love music, you might as well be deeply steeped in all forms of music. But, you know, Donnie, just hats off to you, because you are so inspirational in how much you put the time and energy, like coming in tonight and having this ready, and I feel your passion and how much you support the music scene here in Reading, and what musician doesn't love to see you walk through the door?
Well, when you have amazing musicians like we have in Reading, like I've said many times, our musicians in Reading can compete with anybody. They are amazing, and it makes it a real pleasure. None of them have an ego. They're all just so down to earth and so great to work with. And
fantastic.
So that's why we're really excited about you know, getting to showcase Ashley, because she is just a phenomenal artist and just a really sweet person overall. So
that's nice to hear.
And I'm very excited about the video. You might recognize a couple of the scenes in it. Certain B&B in town. Probably one of the last times you'll see anything from there.
Yeah.
You are hearing that's Janelle Pearson, who how many years did you operate your B&B?
17 years.
Yeah.
She was so kind to let us use Bridge House Bed and Breakfast for
one last time.
Yeah. It was just the perfect scene. She had a grand piano in there.
Uh-huh.
And it was just the perfect scene for this music video. So
Did you shoot the music video?
So Marcus Mazzano did the music video for us. And so we did half of it at the Bridge House, and then we did half of it out in a car scene.
Okay.
And this whole video is dedicated to Ashley's mom that she lost. Dee is just another really special person, and so this is dedicated to her. Yeah.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
And Janelle, your every inch of your Bridge House restaurant, bed and breakfast, has been absolutely first class.
Thank you.
I mean,
it was an amazing time, and I met all you amazing people while I was doing it. It's been great to be involved in downtown Reading.
Well, it brought so many talented musicians that were touring from out of the area that got to stay there and really got to feel the love of Reading.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, playing at the Vintage Wine Bar and staying at Bridge House, and that's what started Reading Roots Revival.
Yeah. Janice Logan.
And you're passionate about supporting the music industry.
Absolutely.
And the music scene. Yeah.
And, you know, when I started the bed and breakfast, I brought my piano from home to put in the bed and breakfast, knowing that I wanted to, like, get my thoughts going, that people with music would want to come to the house and there would be happy music playing, and it worked.
Creative spaces.
It really worked.
Yeah.
So Ashley Black, we're talking about the video, and you just heard a cut. Was that a cut of the album that you brought tonight?
California Vibes.
Okay.
So I picked like seven of the really amazing musicians. Not that there isn't a lot more, in this town. We have so many, but I picked seven of them for this project. And let me just read off some of the names of it. So it's Ashley Black, Preston Jacobs, Joe Steele, Anna Jay, Kane McGee, and of course Mark and Demetra Fries. And they all have two songs on this album. And this song is going to be available at a few different locations here in town. Plus, any of the artists, where they're out playing, you'll be able to purchase that also. So, matter of fact, David's going to let us have it in his amazing store also. Right, David?
Cascade Curations.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Oh, there
without second.
It's one of my favorite.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite shops in town.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is amazing.
We're looking, really looking forward to that.
So Saturday, June 21st, for the Ashley Black CD release concert.
Yep. And Ashley Black is busy like Demetra. I mean, she's in Danger Kitty. She's going to be performing with Danger Kitty up at the Lewiston Festival, along with she's doing a solo project up there also. She's going to be playing at the Taste of Reading, which is June 8th. Along with some other amazing bands.
Oh, that's always fun. The
stage
is always fun with a bunch of, with three stages going on, Taste of Writing, it seems.
Mm-hmm. They'll have Soul Punch.
Yep.
And Anna Jay.
Liquid Amber and the Billies.
The Billies are every year's staple. I mean, you gotta love them.
So that's gonna be another great event. She's also gonna be, doing a solo gig at the Boomtown Festival also, along with playing with Danger Kitty also. So she keeps herself really busy. So
I guess.
Another talented artist. So
what else have you got there?
Well,
we got Pages.
Yeah, we got Pages. So, I think we're gonna throw this over to Janelle and talk a little bit more about the Reading Roots Festival, because today is gonna the first day that we're putting the early bird tickets on sale, and she's gonna tell you a little bit about it and some of the artists.
All right, Janelle. Yeah.
Yes, so you know we've been planning already to get the 2025 festival going. We've got a board of 8 people that all volunteer and put the work in to work all year long to bring this amazing art, music to you in downtown Reading. And today our tickets went on sale. Early bird tickets are $69. Covers 2 full days of music plus an
bonus.
We're putting a bonus on Sunday of 4 hours of music and yoga and whatever else we can get going. That's just fun for the community on Sunday. That will be a very inexpensive ticket. It'll be added on to anyone who buys the full weekend ticket. And then if somebody just wants to come to that, it'll be very, very affordable to
have you been
and
able to, before we go into all the acts that are at the Reading Roots, have you been able to follow how many outside people come into Reading and actually stay in town for that weekend?
You know, we actually are getting better about being able to find out that information. We do have a new ticket company that we are using that we started last year, and so they send us the information of where the tickets are sold.
How you track it, yeah.
Yep.
Or
so
an app that tracks.
We actually have a presentation that lists all the towns that the tickets were purchased in. I still haven't figured out how to get, like, a percentage, but I'm hoping as we do this that we'll get down to more better details about it. It's still not where we'd like it to be. We would really like more people.
Well, you're in year
this is the 6th year.
Okay, well, so for me it's the 3rd or the 4th.
Yeah.
COVID kind of messed things up.
And COVID was in the middle of it. We feel this is a quality festival.
Definitely.
That people, if they know what this is, people spend hundreds of dollars to go see something like this in another area. And we are selling a weekend pass for $69 with children under 10 free. So it's a great family experience. All of our musicians are very family friendly.
Dancing on the streets.
Face painting there, and we're looking at little bubble machines for the kids to play in, and
popcorn,
massage.
Face painting. We do it all.
Yeah. I will say I follow some of these bands, and I've seen some of the other festivals that they play, and Janelle's not wrong. Like, the tickets for those festivals are hundreds of dollars. So to be able to see a bunch of them in one weekend here in Reading for only $69 is just
and
the most
ridiculous
deal.
And for local people, that means you don't have to drive out of town and go get a hotel, spend gas, you can do it right here at home and spend a whole weekend downtown listening to wonderful music.
We really want to promote that a lot more here on the station, and I hope you guys get a chance to really get the media.
The media
behind you and do the rounds. We do have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about who will be some of the bands here for the Reading Roots Revival.
Exciting.
We are here again with North State Now. We're live. This is Linda Bott, and Donnie Redd is here. Danger Kitty's Demetra Fries and Janelle Pearson, founder and creator of Reading Roots, which is happening September 27th and 28th. So mark your calendars, because before you know, we know what it's like in these summer months when we have parties and weddings and stuff like that. So get that on your calendar and get your tickets. Now they're on sale. They just got released. So coming back, we're going to talk about who's performing on those three stages in 2 days. We'll be right back.
That was you and me. But we've gone our separate ways. Who knew this was how it was gonna be? Well, I heard you're leaving town, and no one's trying to impose. But I want to say goodbye before you go.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology, because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Don't give up your faith, and you'll never, ever be alone, 'cause I've been here before, the last time, I've been here before, every now and then I ask myself.
Welcome back to North State Now, and I'm here with Donnie Redd. This is Linda Bott. We've been talking about Reading Roots. We're about ready to tell you some of the band, and that the tickets are on sale at readingroots.org.
Yes.
Just now have been early bird released, so great prices for three stages, 2 days, 2.5 days, because you're now adding, tacking on something on a Sunday, and you can go on that website to find out more about that. But Donnie, why don't you guys, you and Janelle talk about,
it's really going to be amazing. We're going to use, the Whistle Stop Park stage. We're going to have two stages in the Paseo, and then we're going to have our headliner Saturday night at the Cascade Theater. So, just going to really be amazing. Janelle can tell you a little bit about some of these bands that we have coming up.
Yeah, our first artists that are confirmed, one of the headliners is Diggin' Dirt, which performed a couple of years ago, and everybody loved them. They really get you dancing. And the Stone Foxes. Also, they came and played in 2021 when we had kind of just a small event after COVID, and it was so fun. They did such a great job, and we couldn't wait to get them to come back again. A newer band that people may not have heard of, but it is moving quickly and getting big fast. They're starting to be in all kinds of festivals. It's called Water Tower. They're more of a bluegrass traditional
super
band.
Fun, super lively. We went down to the NAMM show in L.A., and they were playing for that. And so we stole them, and
we're
going to bring them up here to Reading. So
love that they were stolen.
We have to steal them while they're affordable in Reading.
Absolutely. These guys are going to go big.
We won't be able to afford them in a couple of years, so we're really excited.
I love listening to, in my series when I'm not listening to the Danger Kitty albums, I like to listen to Outlaw Country. Mm-hmm. And they have some great bands that are just up on the rise. And every now and then, I think it's a Saturday or Sunday, they'll have an artist come on and they talk about their albums, their writing experience, whatever it is. And then, of course, they just become huge. So looking forward to, who else do we have?
We've got a band that's also a newer band called Goodnight Texas. And one of our management companies actually had brought them up, and Janice is like, I have them on my playlist. Yes, yes, we want them. They're going to be playing up at Sisters Folk Festival also the same weekend that they're playing here.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so, you know, I know a lot of people in this community have been going up to Sisters for that festival, too. So either way, they're going to get to see Goodnight Texas. Also, Alicia Brilla, she's somebody I had never heard of before that got recommended to us, and she's also playing up in Sisters Folk Festival, and I think people are going to be really surprised about her. Kind of an Amy Winehouse sound. Very soulful. A band called Two Runner, and it's two women. And I really don't know a lot about their backstory, but again, they're a little more traditional bluegrass with fiddles and just beautiful, beautiful sound.
Yeah. Danielle Kelly Band out of Oregon, going to be a lot of fun. They played at the,
Farewell Festival.
Farewell Festival
in Oregon.
Yeah, and I had
yes.
a lot of people from Reading telling me, bragging about them, and said, hey, well, you need to get Danielle Kelly down here. So she's a talk host for JPR up there in Oregon, and just a great person, and her band's going to really be lively and have a lot of fun.
So hopefully she'll bring down some of her fans from Medford, Ashland area.
Yeah.
Christy Linnae. So Christy Linnae has been touring with Tommy Emmanuel for years. She is what you call like a pick guitarist. I don't know if you remember the movie August Rush, little kid that was just had this musical genius, and he played this guitar so beautifully. Well, it was her hands in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Mm. So she's incredible. She sings a little bit, but it's mostly about this beautiful guitar, and she has the looping machine, and she gets things going to where you just feel like if you close your eyes, you've got this whole orchestra in front of you.
Christy Linnae.
Christy Linnae.
All right.
Yeah, she's going to kick things off on Friday at 4 o'clock, so I'm hoping people will get out there early to be able to see her.
Yeah. plan on taking the day off.
And then we have Daniel Niehoff, who is a kind of a country Americana artist, singer-songwriter, and he's coming out from Nashville.
What a voice he has.
And he sounds amazing. He's also going to be doing a pre-show for us, which we are going to be announcing soon, where that's going to be. We needed to get him a little few more things to do so he could afford the plane ticket to come out here to see us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it always looks good too when you're writing and you're gigging and you're trying to get a cut and whatever you're doing in Nashville is to let the industry know that you're working this festival, you're doing that festival. Yeah. I've been invited to do this festival. That all looks really good and keeps people's ears attuned to what you're doing.
Well, and it's nice to know that these musicians look at our festival that way. The Reading Roots Music Festival does mean something when they put it on their list of places they've performed, which is really an accomplishment, I think, for us.
Right. So the Reading Roots Revival is happening again September 27th and 28th. We want to get this word out to everybody in town. It's a two-day music festival, $69.
Yeah. It's going to go up to $89, but it's $69 right now. Yeah. If you were just to buy a ticket for just Saturday, it's going to be $59. So you might as well spend $10 and get the full weekend pass.
And then try to get there whenever you can.
Yeah.
Even if you can only see a band or two. Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, and you'll get the bonus on Sunday, 4 hours from probably 10 to 2 on Sunday.
Gosh, just immerse yourself in some fantastic music. And these people are coming from all over the place. You said there's not a lot of local bands on this particular two-day festival.
Yes, we had to scale things back a little bit this year. We probably just went a little too far with bands last year. And we do need to break even, otherwise we can't keep doing this. And thank goodness we have sponsors. We could not do this without sponsorships. Dignity Health, McConnell Foundation.
Oh, fantastic.
Choose Reading.
Choose Reading Lodging has been a big sponsor. And they're also out there trying to get the word out to other areas since they have the means to do that. And Visit Reading also has the means to do
and
that.
And you're talking about Visit and Viva that open up this whole downtown to the IOF Hall. That's a green room for everybody to hang out, which is fantastic.
Viva Downtown has been partnering with us to, you know, just whatever you guys need. We don't have to rent as much stuff because they have things. We use their building. Upstairs turns into the green room for all the musicians to be able to have a place to go and change or rest or get some quiet time. There's several little spaces in there. They can go find a corner and have some time to themselves.
Right, yeah. So they're just amazing to work with, the people at Viva. They are really amazing. And there again, we want to thank McConnell Foundation because that building is something the McConnell Foundation brought to us.
Yes.
All.
Oh,
that's
fantastic.
We love our community.
Pixeo is part of McConnell Foundation and K2.
K2. Not brothers. They're amazing.
We love
them.
Sure
are. Love it.
All right, now that we've done a lot of that love and we're talking about the Reading Roots, we can't go with, again, we've talked about the tickets are on sale. You can go to Reading Roots. Is it readingrootsrevival.org or readingroots.org?
readingrootsrevival.org.
Okay, excellent.
And these early bird tickets are limited, so we're only selling so many of them, and it's going to have a cutoff date. We'll probably hit the end of it before we get to that cutoff date, but they are limited, so don't wait. If you want to save some money, get those early bird tickets now.
So Donnie, how many people would you say that donate their time the days of the festival before to set the tents up, to get the sound system?
We probably have about 30 volunteers to help us put this on.
And the sound systems.
And there's more volunteers for the actual event.
What we're talking about. About 30 for the day of.
Well, just trying to figure out how you get people from here to there, get them from the hotel into the venue. All of the above is that itself is our moving parts.
Yeah,
it's
a lot. We work on this year round. It's a 18 board that we're all volunteers. We don't make a penny, and we just do it from the love in our heart. And so we just want to bring more music to our community. We want to bring just everybody together downtown, and we want the people to shop in the shops downtown. We want them to buy food downtown. We have very minimal food at our festival just because we want people to spend money in our restaurants downtown.
And we have some really good stuff happening downtown. I mean, every time you turn around, there's something new and exciting. Well, we're going to have to take a break, and we've got one more segment. When we come back, Donnie, okay. Let's talk about your the boat thing that you do.
Okay.
I mean, that just is on the map.
Okay. So my project is Soundwave Entertainment, and the boat part of it is Soundwave Jam Pad. So I know I tell everybody about everything I'm doing. They don't care. They just want to know what's going on the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are there stories like what goes on in the boat stays in the boat?
Well,
like Vegas, baby.
Well,
do you have like a name, like a special name for that day only?
Oh, well, you guys just got to come out and experience it.
Okay, now you have to tell us amazing. All about it. We want a visual when we come back. Where, when, how?
Okay.
All of the above, and then we'll talk some more about the album that you put together, which we're playing some
California
right
vibe. California right. Vibes on all the streaming platforms.
We'll be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Like the sun lights up the sky, oh, you are my love, my life, and you are my love,
All right, let's talk about who we just were listening to.
Okay, so that was Ashley Black, and that was on the album California Vibes. And that was a project I did this last year. I took like seven of the musicians here in Reading, and we had them all do two songs on this album. And we did a video shoot, so they all have a video. You can watch that video on YouTube under Soundwave Entertainment. And then we did a showcase at Axiom Theater, and Marcus Mazzano made us a video of that also, and that can be also seen on the YouTube. So just, you guys need to check that out. It was a remarkable night with just a lot of amazing musicians, and so super proud of that. And now with this California Vibes album, most all these artists, as they play around town, they will have this album with them, and you can buy it, and you can listen to it, and I think it's just a special thing.
Well, thank you for bringing that tonight, because David's been cutting, been playing the cuts off of that, California Vibes. Let's talk about your, a little bit about you, Donnie Redd, and your, organization. The album's called California Vibes, but your Soundwave Entertainment?
Soundwave Entertainment. Well, I'll tell you, it all started with Janice and Janelle bringing me into the Reading Roots Music Festival and getting me on the board the first year. And so that just got my love going for music. I've been a drummer, been in bands down south, but getting involved with the Roots Festival just made me want to do more. And when we had the COVID and all these musicians could not play at any of the restaurants or any of the venues or anything, Rachel Shannon and I came up with the idea, well, why don't we get a boat, do music out on the lake? People could come with their kayaks or their paddle boards or whatever they can float on, their boats, and they could listen to live music on the lake. So one thing led to another, and we built the Soundwave Jam Pad. And if you guys haven't seen it, go on to Facebook or Instagram and go under Soundwave and find that, and you can see our shows that we're going to have and look at our past shows. We've had some really great shows at Shasta and at Whiskey Town. The folks out at Whiskey Town, they have really made it easy for us, and so we normally have most of our shows out there nowadays. We've had the Coffus Brothers. We made another music video with them. You can see that on YouTube also. We've had the Brothers Reed, which we've had at the Reading Roots Music Festival. Last year we had Robin Montgomery and the Moonflower Band. Our very first show that we had out at Shasta, we had the Stonehearts out there and Sugar Cane. That was very special. And Ashley Black. Just some good times. When you get outdoors, and especially on these beautiful lakes that we have.
And it's 120 out, and you're just like, oh, I just want to be close to the water.
Yeah.
And then you have this wave coming over you of music. Where do you usually do these?
So there's a few places out there at Whiskey Town that we do it. We do it by Oak Bottom Marina.
Okay.
And matter of fact, speaking of Oak Bottom Marina, Oak Bottom Marina has an outdoor amphitheater now. As of last year, it got all remodeled, and I'm also involved with the Friends of Whiskey Town, and we put a shade structure over the top of that.
Ew.
And we had a big concert there last end of last year for that. And so they're wanting to have more concerts out there and wanting me to help them with that. So,
is this the area where they do the Lantern Festival?
No, this is at the other west side of the lake.
Okay.
That's closer to Brandy Creek.
Okay.
We did do a show at Brandy Creek last year, and then there's one other location where we do it kind of by
where the sand is. I don't know what it's called.
Something Creek. Yeah, over there.
It's got this sandbar, which I don't know if it was always there or not, but after the fire, it's there, and you can basically pull up your kayak or paddleboard or
boat.
That's
so cool.
And get out and walk around so everybody can walk around and visit.
See, out of the disaster, whatever you want to call that, COVID, is that this idea was born.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant to do this in Reading.
Yeah, it's something that we can, use out the lake like that, and it's pretty awesome, but we have used it as a stage on land also. Woody's has had us over at their location, and we had Bartosh up there.
And what did they give it?
Parades.
Oh, yeah.
Parades, yes.
We did the parades, yeah.
So and, do you have, like a website where people can, and do you do it once a month, or how often do you do
it? So with all this other stuff I'm involved in, that's kind of been my priority for this year. So mm-hmm. we will have Danger Kitty playing on the boat on the water this year. If I already talked to them about that. So that will be one of the concerts.
Ooh.
And we need
to have that red circled around my calendar day.
Yeah, and we have a couple other touring artists that want to play on it this summer. And so it's going to be a good summer. If you follow either Red Music Guy Redding or Soundwave Jam Pad on Facebook or Instagram, we'll be posting all the dates.
David, have you been out to see the Jam Pad?
I have not yet, so I'm super excited.
Yeah.
David's going to be a new father in, 2 weeks?
2, 3, 4, yeah.
Exciting. Congrats. You have a place to bring your baby out.
Thank you.
And just be able to, we got to get out of the house. Let's bring the kids, strap them on the back, and let's go.
Yeah, last year my daughter brought my grandson out when we had it out there at Oak Bottom, and it was pretty special seeing him floating around on a paddleboard and getting to enjoy the music. A matter of fact, even my she was probably 2 months old. She was out there last year. Yeah, that's right.
So the album is called California Vibes. Can somebody, where can one buy this album that has all of these wonderful local artists? Ashley Black, Preston Jacobs, Joe Steele, Anna Jay, Kane McGee, and Demetra and Mark Fries. And Kane McGee, I've said that again, but there's all these cuts that you've selected and produced to put on this album. Mm. Yeah. To highlight local people, local artists, musicians.
Very beautiful. And
so you can find it at Cascade Curations.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Thank you.
Yes. And then
any of the artists have. When they are at their shows, they'll be selling these.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we have about 4 minutes left, so why don't we go around the room and closing thoughts of how would you like to close the show?
Well, I'd like to close with, we have wonderful, wonderful music and culture and art going on in our downtown, and I am so proud of our community for being involved in all these things. We could not do this without everybody being involved.
Janelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being a champion and a leader. You know, it takes people like you to spearhead. You know, and to take the heat and put the work in and stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning so you can make your connections and worry about it and contact the agents and the managers. And we all know it's a pretty intense. It can be very intense.
Yes, I lost some sleep a couple of nights ago. Hopefully now that we're getting to the point where tickets are on sale, I can take a break for a little bit.
Okay. Demetra.
I would just like to echo that, and it's been really exciting for me who, you know, I've lived in this area off and on for most of my life, and to see the music and art, you know, scene and culture in our town just start to really grow and flourish and thrive. And I mean, we have locations here where young bands get to go and start kind of trying out their craft in front of live audiences.
Temple Music.
Yeah. And then to, you know, to places like Fratelli's or, you know, other places that have open mic nights where, you know, somebody who maybe doesn't have a band but just writes music and wants to get up or, you know, poetry or whatever, to, you know, the art hunger and all the really amazing arts installations that they have, you know, rotating all the time. And then, you know, Riverfront Playhouse and Axiom. And I mean, our city is just alive in a way that I have not seen in a very long time. So I'm excited, and it's just such a blessing to be a part of it.
And, you coming tonight makes me, hungry to plug in more. So, you know, it's really good for the brain to get plugged into the music. It's healing and it's wonderful and it's exciting. Donnie, closing thoughts.
Just try to get off the couch. Come out and enjoy some of this amazing music we have. Another thing, speaking of the IOF, we're hoping to have 12 concerts this summer, starting this summer. So
IOF?
That'll go all the way through December. We'll do it like once a month or sometimes twice a month.
Great space for that.
Yeah. So
people can walk there, have restaurants, eat.
Yeah. So, and that'll be all local bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Local band,
for
and
that.
Then look mm-hmm. for the sound, what's it called?
Soundwave Jam Pad.
Yeah, the jam pad.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you miss playing drums? Do you still play?
Oh, they're set up in my living room.
All right.
I'd be on. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you play with, do you ever just like, you know, tune somebody's drums?
Most of my drumming friends are pretty damn talented, so
I don't have to
tune them for them.
Okay,
so,
all right. Yeah.
I just want to say thank you so much, Linda.
Oh, absolutely,
for having
yes.
us here.
Thank you. Make me plug into my old roots. I need to like revive them as well.
Yeah, we just like to share our love with the community.